An impromptu spring training camp for unsigned Major League Baseball players will close up shop tomorrow in Florida. The Players Union formed Camp Jobless to give athletes without a team somewhere to get ready for the upcoming season. That's because there's been an unusual number of unsigned players this offseason, including some of the best talent in baseball, and accusations of collusion are starting to fly. Mike Pesca is here and now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, I've been getting ready for baseball, watching spring training every year since I was like 6 years old. I have never heard of anything like Camp Jobless.
Camp Jobless. They make it sound like a Works Progress Administration funded entity, right? These poor, bedraggled hobos just looking for some soup and an honest day's work. It is true that it is surprising that many of the top free agents in the game are unsigned. I should say, many of them were recently signed. Jake Arrieta, who won the Cy Young Award in 2015, he is by far the biggest high-profile free agent who isn't signed. But at this point, compared to other seasons, very good Major League Baseball players aren't getting the contracts that we think that they should deserve and that they would have gotten in past years. There's a few reasons for that. The players say collusion is one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. No collusion. Maybe that goes too far, but
it spread to baseball. Oh my god!
Yeah, I would. There's a lot of factors, and one of them is that there are a bunch of teams who really aren't that interested in winning this year, for instance, and that's why the players' union have sued baseball, saying that four of the teams, most notoriously among them the Marlins, are just more incentivized to lose, hopefully get better in the future, but collect some revenue by the revenue sharing scheme rather than just to put the best products on the field, and this depresses the free agent market a little.
Yeah, so I mean it's interesting because you know, we're about to get ready for this season is about to start. You know, how many players are still out there?
Of the players who it would be very surprising if they wouldn't be on a team, there's, you know, a dozen or so, and then there are guys who are, you know, flitting in and out of the major leagues. I mentioned Jake Arrieta. Now, Lance Lynn's a very good pitcher, or mm-hmm. certainly a very serviceable pitcher who's not been signed, and Alex Cobb. These aren't household names, but these are guys that you put at the number three or four, definitely five spot in the rotation, and they get you wins. It's you pay them a few million, you might pay them $10, $12 million a year, and they wind up being worth it. The other thing that's happened is that other free agents like J.D. Martinez and Eric Hosmer thought they'd get bigger, better contracts, and they didn't. And one of the reasons, a couple reasons that we talked about some of them, but one of the reasons is that a lot of these guys have a very hard negotiating agent, Scott Boras, right. And he holds out for the most money. And the other thing is, let's look at the horizon. It's going to be one of the best free agent classes ever next year. Mm. So Manny Machado coming on the market, Bryce Harper, and the clubs are saying, why spend all this money on a Lance Lynn? Why not try to make a big swing for Manny Machado?
Mike, quickly, are we headed for a labor dispute?
We're always headed for labor dispute, but I also think we're headed for an exciting year in baseball, and someone's going to sign Jake Arrieta, and I think he'll be a good pitcher again because he always has been.
All right, here and now, sports analyst Mike Pesca. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.